Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, January 31st edition of Buyers & Company. Sue Powell from the Decatur Area Arts Council, our first Valentine's Day gift of the day, and Tanya Andrix joins us from Crossing. We got an action-packed hour. Starts now.
Buyers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I can't tell you how peaceful it is to look out the windows here in the downtown studios and not have the branches moving at all. No wind this morning. I don't care how cold it is. You said feels like minus 19. It feels 30 degrees warmer today than it did yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I had no hat on this morning.
Hey, there you go.
That's an improvement.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. A couple of videos are up this morning here. If you're not cold enough, you can watch us freeze our latest employee. What is the name of the business again?
Freezin' 2.
It's in South Shores.
Yes.
Where in South Shores?
It is actually, there's the Walgreens and the Monocles. It is just behind the Monocles. I think it used to be kind of a bank outlet where you could have just a drive-through.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's just, you kind of go next to the McDonald's. You can see some parking there and reserve parking for Freezin' 2.
You get like frozen.
Uh-huh.
Like cryogenic therapy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And Rachel, not interesting enough for me to get in. Rachel did, and you can see the video. On the coldest day of the year, we decided to send our employee out to get frozen. So that happened. And then we also had group fight yesterday. Now, I feel bad talking about this because I didn't participate in the class. And there is a legitimate reason. This isn't like the dog ate my homework. It's directly related to the polar vortex. When I leave for work every morning, I have a briefcase, a gym bag, and a lunchbox, and a water bottle. Okay, those are the four things that I carry. Lindsay travels like a bag lady. She's got like 19 bags all stuffed into one bag, and then I don't know. It's a whole system. So yesterday, I decided, it's crazy. I'm not carrying all this stuff, so I'm just going to put it all in the gym bag. I'll put my iPad and everything I need in there, and I got one bag to carry in. So I brought my gym bag into the studios, and then I'm not used to that because usually I leave it in the car. And so when I got to the Y yesterday, I was running late. I was hurrying up, and I got in. I pulled into the parking lot. I went over to reach for my gym bag, and it was back here in the studios. So I just filmed yesterday. But it looked like a lot of fun. And if you want to watch the video, you can. Is there a person on the planet that is less coordinated than Matt Whitehead? Is that a fair statement?
I would say maybe.
Who?
Like a newborn giraffe.
Okay, maybe trying to stand for the first time. Okay, could be. Anyway, the class takes a lot of coordination. We got Lindsay's opinion of this a little earlier today. Tanya, what did you think?
I thought it was a lot of fun. I was really surprised at how I felt this morning. I feel my arms, my legs. I feel that class.
Okay.
I hope Austin's not listening.
Yeah, let's not try to get him to amp his game up.
Let's not tell him that that was a tough class.
Yeah,
that
Lindsay said that she burned more calories. She set a record yesterday. Matt Hall burns like 1,000-plus calories in that one workout.
Oh, man.
That's like almost my daily consumption.
I think what he burned yesterday was close to like 2 days of food intake for me.
No, it's not.
It was something.
It was 1,013.
Is that what he said?
Are you doing 500 calories of consumption a day?
No, but it was only 1,013.
I watched the video. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah. Well, pieces of it. I have to.
Okay. So I thought it looked like it would go by fast, and it looked like fun and the constant movement. I am a little stunned that we're not teaching people how to punch anymore, because I looked at the punching prowess around the class, and there are clearly a lot of people that would be in trouble in a street fight. Is that a weird feeling to punch?
It's very weird. In fact, I would be the first one in line for punching lessons.
You could outrun Matt.
Yes. But I will tell you, it's a lot of fun, and it's a very different feeling to do all that punching. And I did the old-fashioned Billy Blanks Taibo back in
the
2000s.
Day. Yeah.
So I just need a refresher on
Was there
punching.
Something before Taibo? I mean, I remember Taibo being very big, but was there something else in the history of sort of this martial arts kind of aerobic
kickboxing
workout?
Kickboxing really kind of had a big moment, but I'm trying to remember if it was like a program. No, I remember Taibo, Billy Blanks.
and that would have been like on VHS or DVD. What would have been the format of that?
That would have been VHS.
Wow. All right.
The tape.
So there's been kind of cardio, kickboxing, Tybo, whatever you want to call it. I would say this is like that. It's a little more high energy. There's a little more movement. There's more core.
Yes, there's a lot of core. And I was felt at some times because of the music like we were in a video game.
Okay.
Did you get that feeling?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And then it was like, then it would speed up. I'm like, I can barely do it at half the speed.
and there'd be this techno sound like you had to duck because the meteor was coming.
Yes. And it was like a boom. Yeah. Okay, and we're like
so
doing this thing
around.
The
music was interesting. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I would go back to that class.
Unicorn punch.
If you are a member, it wasn't called a unicorn punch.
Well, that's just what
Lindsay called it.
what do you mean by a unicorn punch?
Just, because it was majestic. It was difficult, if not impossible, like a unicorn. And you kind of did this thing where you like threw your arm out, but you're like jumping.
Unicorns don't have arms. That's why I was wondering why you call
the
it a unicorn
like your
punch.
Horn coming out of your forehead.
Ah,
like, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that did confuse a lot of people.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
I'm appreciative there was no video of me.
There's a lot of, in martial arts, there's a lot of plyo sort of stuff where you're using weight and resistance and body. And so I think that's why you guys feel a little, I mean, it is a different use of the body than most things.
Yes.
And so even though you didn't lift any weights, you still
felt it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, well, check out the video. It's on Natticator.com and Natticator Facebook page, and you can see all the folks with varying levels of coordination, trying to punch and kick their way to a better health. All right, so we wanted to have you in, not only to talk about that, but talk about the campus and the update on what's going on there. The medical community, I don't know if education, it's a race to the finish line between education and the medical community to see who can use language that no one else understands. Because right at the top of your page, it says an FTCA deemed facility.
Yes.
That means nothing to me. I didn't even know what that is.
Well, that's Federal Tort Claims Act. And so that means
much better. Government.
I'm sure I'm helping.
Education, government, and medicine.
Correct.
Yes.
That means our malpractice is covered by the federal government. So we meet very rigorous quality standards, have to redeem every year.
I assumed it was important.
It's very important. And we're actually required by them to put that at the top of our website.
Okay, there you
I
go.
Send them a screenshot once a year. So that's what that is, government
isn't that
standards.
That's your government in action. I mean, and the people you help probably don't have.
Couldn't care less.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So you can go to crossinghealthcare.org is their website if you're interested in any of their programs. We were very happy as part of the WSOY Community Food Drive to help with your prescription produce program this year. So we are going to be even a bigger part of that. The healthy food distribution, I mean, there's a proactive and reactive medicine,
correct,
right? I mean, you take care of people's problems, but you try to prevent problems from happening.
Absolutely. And really, we like to do as much prevention as we can. You know, the more proactive that we can be, I think in the long run,
has that changed in the Western world, you know, in the last 30 years? I mean, it seems like we used to be like that the Eastern philosophy was a more proactive sort of, treat things before they happen. And we just sort of put the Band-Aid on after it happened.
I think that's changed a lot as medical science has developed and we've started to figure out that as exciting as it is to cure something, it's a lot more practical to prevent it.
Yeah.
And so I think that medicine has changed their approach, and that's definitely the approach that we're taking because it's more holistic and really more common sense, and it costs a lot less to prevent things.
Yeah,
and that's what we're all about.
But we were talking about I think they've known this for thousands of years. Us a long time to sort of catch up
to
with
accept the knowledge,
right?
Yeah. And not have to learn it ourselves or do something better.
Yeah, and how much they talked about natural, you know, and in our country we were processing everything and putting sugar into everything, and you know they would eat diets that were like it was a lot of food, but the food was made in a way that you know we weren't making food here.
Correct, and now here we all are.
Yes,
figuring out how to do that.
My Fitness Pal, is really just like sort of my Korean master when I was 12 years old, just going. Common sense.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Is sugar the worst thing in the world?
It is directly linked with inflammation. And so the inflammatory response is the sort of the root of many evils. And so if you can eliminate, of course, not natural sugars, the things that are in fruit are obviously healthy. But
yeah,
if you
I'm talking about just sugar.
Flat old, the white stuff. Absolutely. It's probably one of the worst things. And I will tell you, since I've been in the challenge. I started detoxing sugar from my diet on December 26th. It took me 3 days to do that. my aches and pains are gone, except for the Austin-driven aches and pains.
Yeah.
But the get up in the morning and creaking and you're feeling.
And so sugar's the one that sugar's to blame for that.
When I eliminate sugar from my diet, I see that. I really feel a lot better. But from the science perspective, sugar is directly related to inflammation.
And do you think people think about that when they're consuming?
No.
My God, do you remember the pictures of Kool-Aid when you were a kid?
Yes.
And you just, it's amazing it actually made, it's like into liquid. They
yes.
put so much of that stuff
There's
in.
So
yeah.
much in it.
Yeah.
And it's in, if you
White
really,
bread. Huh.
Yes. But drinks, you know, we're so aware right now because we're logging
yeah.
everything that we eat. But you look at the Starbucks drive-thru and you look at the different drinks and the amount of sugar in so many things.
Yeah.
And people don't even consciously acknowledge sometimes the things that they drink. They'll look back over their day and they'll notice what they ate, but they're consuming a lot of sugar.
You're going through a
drinks.
Starbucks drive-thru buying anything but just black coffee. You're getting a ton of calories and mm-hmm. a ton of sugar and a ton of bad stuff. There's just no doubt. And then with the processed food, we've talked about this. You know, your prescription garden is the same thing as sort of shopping the outside of the
it's
grocery
exactly
store
it.
Aisles. Where you buy healthy and organic. And I don't mean to be preachy about this stuff. I'm just saying I don't think you'll know how better you'll feel. I mean, it's hard
it's
to
huge.
Describe and explain to people, but within 30 days,
mm-hmm.
you can change the way you feel and get to where you want to go just by doing this.
Yep.
And diet is a big part of it.
It's everything.
We look at the diabetes rates in
Absolutely.
This country. We look at high blood pressure, your hypertension. You look at a lot of these things. You get cancer, you get cancer. There's things you can do to lower your chances of getting that. You have heart disease that runs in your family. I mean, there's genetic things that, life will
Sure.
throw you that you can't do anything about. But a lot of diabetes, a lot of hypertension
Yeah.
could be controlled without
Absolutely.
Having to be on medicine.
And we see it in our prescription program. We take lab work and measurements of people's health and their biometrics prior to the 12-week program, just like the challenge is 12 weeks. Now, next year, it'll be 16. And then we repeat those at the end, and people's hemoglobin A1Cs, which is a fancy way of measuring their blood sugar over time, drop significantly just by incorporating fresh fruit and vegetables into their diet. It's a simple thing that you can do, and it also makes you more aware. So when you participate in that prescription produce program, the folks that are participating, just like we are in the challenge, become more aware of what they're eating.
Yeah.
And they do tell us over and over again how much better they feel. Please, can we be in it again next
yeah,
year?
Yeah, and you just start thinking about it in a
mm-hmm.
different way. And then
Absolutely.
Sooner or later, that's a routine. And then that routine just becomes a way of life, and
Changes
it's not
happens.
A struggle. It's just
nope.
a change. All right, before we get you out of here, I want to
yeah.
update on the, I know that the construction season in the last few days, it's been way too cold, but stuff's happening.
Stuff
and
is
where
happening.
Are we with the campus?
The campus is being built in a rapid pace. So the three buildings that cross is going to be running. The dormitory is the building that's up, and that's where we'll run a transitions program for people. It's about a six-month program for people when they leave out of a residential rehab program for them to really get their feet on the ground, get job skills training, and get back
and that
to
is
productivity.
What is not available now.
Exactly. That is an exciting new program that's really not available many places in the country. That building's done and should be completed by the end of May. So we are looking to start our first few people in that program in June, July.
Okay.
The residential rehab facility, which is the inpatient facility where people will get medically detoxed and then spend the first 3 to 4 weeks getting stabilized, that building, you will see the steel and the framing go up next week. So you'll see that building rise up next week, and it'll be completed in October. And so those two buildings will be done by the fall. Our new outpatient facility will be started here in the next 3 weeks to a month, and then should be finished by January, February of 2020, or sooner, depending on how construction
sure.
goes through this summer and the fall.
Yeah.
So it's
we're
fast.
It's really happening
in a
quick fashion.
It's happening fast. Getting licenses from the state, ready to run.
Okay, now the transition housing
yes.
to the uneducated, and I learned a lot in these meetings that led up, because it's
sure.
just not what I do, but it makes all the sense in the world. That what happens when people get to a point where detox, where intervention, where they go mm-hmm. to the emergency room and OD and are brought back to life, whatever brings them to
that point.
Place, the detox part of it is important, but what happens all too often is those people go right back to the environment,
Correct.
Which maybe, led or supported them
Absolutely.
To being there to the first place. Having this transition housing is a mm-hmm. huge deal when it comes to recovery efforts.
That is the single most important thing that we will do on the campus is that program, that transitions program and that dorm where they'll have a sober place to live, 24-hour accountability, job skills training, all of those things to give them purpose get their
and
their
that's
feet
sort of like the prescription
the
part of this, yes. right? The other things like the Band-Aid.
Exactly.
This is sort of like getting them a pathway out.
Exactly.
And they have to obviously take ownership in that, but it is not sending them right back to where they you know started.
And that's what's nowhere.
Yeah.
You can go to a residential facility and you hear all the time about people go to rehab and it's 1 month. 1 month does not fix opioid use disorder or substance use disorder. 1 month. 1 month gets you sober.
Yeah.
And in a place where you can make a decision if you are ready to be invested in long-term sobriety, but that's not how you get to it. So we're excited.
That's great stuff. You're doing a great job. Thanks for being a part of the challenge, too.
Oh, it's fun.
Check out Tanya's Punching Prowse on our video at nowdecatur.com. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're
Come
welcome.
In regularly. We need to talk to you
Anytime.
More. Love the great stuff that you guys are doing over there. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.